Penelope Medina didn't know how to break the bad news to her best friends. Usually the go-to person to fix anything wrong, she was at a loss how to handle the situation. Karina and Julie chatted animatedly in the Too Loud bar they always met at on Friday nights. The scent of smoke, liquor, and cheap perfume filled the place. They weren't fond of the dive at first, but it turned into their favorite after-work hangout for the past year. "So," she started, lifting an apple martini to her lips and taking a sip for courage. "I have something to tell you all." Her friend stopped chatting about the latest issue at their nonprofit and turned to her. "Uh-oh," Carrie said, picking up her Cosmopolitan and taking a drink. "You look like you're about to give us some bad news." She was. Damn it. Why did she have to be the one to do it? Jerk off Dave should be doing it, not her. She hadn't signed them up for anything. Dave had, but somehow Penny was the one stuck delivering the bad news. "Please don't hate me." "Well," Julie stopped her. "I can already tell I'm not going to like whatever you're going to say, so hang on a sec." She motioned for a refill on her glass of sangria, and once that had been taken care of, she gulped the thing down. She then placed it on the table and smacked her lips. "Okay, hit me." "I swear, Julie, one of these days you're going to fall flat on your face when you stand after doing that a few times. I don't know how you can handle that." Carrie laughed. "Dave signed us up for the Bachelorette auction on Sunday," Penny blurted out. Taking a note from Julie, she gulped the rest of her martini. She winced at the burning liquid going down her throat. She had never done that. Not really a drinker. She tended to nuzzle her glass for hours. Tonight called for drastic measures.
"What do you mean he signed us up?" Carrie screeched.
Yeah, that's the reaction she'd been waiting for. They were three very big girls working for the largest wildlife conservation nonprofit in the state. They signed on to work for the company because they loved animals, not to be on a stage getting sold like pieces of meat.
"Penny, I hate to break this to you, but we're shy, big girls with bad attitudes,"
Carrie said, her brown eyes wide with surprise.
"Yeah, not just big. We're short. We're not model material. We don't even have the personalities to be good dates."
Julie blinked, picking up her glass again and motioning for another refill.
"I don't think bitchy goes well with anything." "I know all of this. Quite frankly, I'm probably more surprised than you two that Dave did that. He knows how we feel about being in the spotlight."
She sighed.
"But he said we are the best at fundraising, and his wife suggested we fill the three empty slots left on the list."
"Weren't all the spots filled?" Carrie asked.
"Yeah, but there was a disagreement with some of the volunteers. Apparently, Dave asked them to get clothes they didn't feel comfortable in. He told them to sex it up because sex sells, and it would bring the auction lots of money."
"What a douche."
Julie shook her head.
"So now that leaves us parading on a stage and hoping some poor sap buys us or looking pathetic in front of the entire place. But no pressure, huh?"
"None at all."
"We can always quit,"
Carrie suggested, her shoulders slumping.
"I don't want to quit, though. I love my job."
"Yeah, I do too,"
Julie said, tossing a long strand of jet black hair over her shoulder.
"Who knew we'd be so good at asking people for money?"
Penny curled her fingers over her lap. She hated that Dave had put them in such an uncomfortable position. 2 years ago, Penny had started working at Soaring for Wildlife. Months later, she had met a man she had fallen hard and fast for. The same could be said of her friends. The men were all brothers. But lies, lack of communication, and deception had torn their relationships apart.